92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
It's been a bad week.
It's actually been a bad summer for Disneyland out in California. Apparently, after spending millions of dollars to create Star Wars Galaxy Edge Land, the Force has not been strong this summer. Now the employees are starting to feel the effects of it because many of them have seen their hours cut and their paychecks are shrinking due to a lack of attendance. So what happened here? Where did it all go pear-shaped? Well, first of all, on peak weekends, one ticket for Disneyland in California can cost $199. That's really, really steep. And then there's the issue of timing. They waited several decades too long to build this. I mean, Star Wars was so big back in the 80s. That was the time. Everybody was hyped up about it. Now, granted, there may not have been the technology to create this kind of ride back then, which is why when there was a resurgence of interest in Star Wars a couple of years ago, they started the project. But the fascination with Star Wars dropped off so rapidly after the story started to get thinner and stretched. But I think the real problem is the hype. The hype that they put into this in the early part of the year when it was in construction was really overwhelming, and they were saying people are going to have to wait over 2 hours to get on the new Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Ride. Well, who wants to stand around roasting, sweating in the sun, waiting 2 hours to get on a ride that's going to last about 4 minutes? Not me. I think people stayed away from the park this summer because of that. There's so many ways this went bad.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.